This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Listening to All the Backlist, a weekly show about books that are not new. I'm your host, Liberty Hardy, and I'm little in the middle, but I've got much backlist. This is episode 307 and a half, and today I'm going to talk about a couple of intense YA backlist titles that I love. So hello, I have a couple of great books to tell you about today, of course. Before we do that, let's see what's going on. It's a beautiful day here in Maine, which is nice. It's probably the warmest day we've had so far this year. And my husband has me watching The Chase, which is a game show where you have to test your trivia knowledge against this man they call the Beast, who's from England and has like a IQ of 157. I hate it. I hate all the flashing lights and the waiting and the commercial breaks, and I don't like all the posturing and the insults, but I love the trivia part. I love learning things and also surprising myself by actually knowing some of the answers. So that part is fun. So the first two seasons are streaming on Netflix, and from what I understand, it's also just on regular cable, which I do not have, but maybe they'll put some more seasons up because I'm going to continue to hate watch this show. So now I'm going to tell you about books. Actually, no, that's a lie. Now we're going to hear from our sponsor.
Today's episode is brought to you by Greenleaf Book Group. No summer vacation should be without a great read, and I don't know about you, but I am partial to mysteries and thrillers for my hot month reads. It's hot girl reading summer, always over here. And from the award-winning librettist of Legally Blonde, the musical, and the screenwriter of Freaky Friday, Heather Hawke, comes the page-turning psychological thriller, The Trouble with Drowning. So when author Eden Hart floats into Tucson's Antigone Books and all her dazzling perfection to give a reading, Kat, a struggling writer, can't help but compare herself. Thankfully, Kat's life starts to take on its own Eden-like glow when her literary future takes shape and she falls madly in love with Jacob. As demons from her past begin to surface, Kat's mental health craters and this halcyon dream slips through her fingers. For the fastest-paced, slow burn you won't be able to put down, be sure to check out The Trouble with Drowning by Heather Hawke on Amazon or your retailer of choice. And thanks again to Greenleaf Book Group for sponsoring this episode. Today's episode is brought to you by Bloom Books. Taming Seven is an epic and unforgettable love story in the international best-selling and TikTok phenomenon The Boys of Tommen series from Chloe Walsh. So Tommen's cheekiest lad, Jared Gibbsy Gibson, has always been a comedian, but inside he is haunted by events of the past and he uses humor to cope, hiding his true self from the world. Then you have Claire Biggs, who is the epitome of sunshine. She's always loved Gibbsy, her brother's friend and her favorite neighbor. She also has always seen a side to him that no one else seems to notice, and she becomes determined to tame her wild at heart childhood best friend. So the Boys of Tommen series is an internationally best-selling YA romance series that has taken TikTok by storm. It's perfect for readers looking for new adult slash crossover romance, dual point of views, friends to lovers, marathon-worthy TikTok books, and angsty tearjerkers. Taming Seven is published today, and it's the fifth book in the series, so make sure to check it out. And thanks again to Bloom Books for sponsoring this episode.
Okay, now I'm going to tell you about books. Today, I chose a couple of books that are related to authors who have new books out this week on April 20th, which is when I'm recording this. The first one of those is Vengeance Road by Erin Bowman. She has a new book out today called Dustborn. She's got a lot of books. She had The Girl in the Garden that came out. I would have sworn it just came out a couple months ago, but it was actually like last summer. And she had a whole bunch of series. This is my favorite one of hers, though, because it's set during my favorite time period, which is post-Civil War Wild West. This is set in 1877 in Arizona Territory. It's about a young woman named Kate. She's 18. She lives on a farm with her father. And one day, some men show up and torture and murder her father and ride off. And she's hiding from what's happening. And she decides, you know, when she wants vengeance now. Like, she's mad about what happened. She realizes that his journal is also missing. And she's going to go after these guys. So she disguises herself as a boy and is, like, going to true grit it. She's going to go out and find these men. She's going to hunt his killers. Her father also left her behind a letter in case something ever happened to him. He told her to go see his friend Abe, and he would tell her more about what's going on, you know, why this might have happened. And so she sets out on the road. She goes to Abe's house. She finds out that her father knew the location of a hidden gold mine, and that's probably why he was killed. And she also meets a couple of brothers who tell her that they had told her father that they would watch out for her. Of course, at this point, they think that she's Nate. So they said, you know, we told your father we'd take care of you. So she kind of begrudgingly lets them sort of tag along. But really, she just wants to get these men. Like, this is a book about vengeance. I mean, it's hella violent. Kate is really good with a gun, and she uses it. And I like it because she has no room for forgiveness in her heart. It's not like, well, this happened. Like, she's like, I'm gonna go find these men, and I'm gonna take care of them myself. There are shootouts and more murders, and all kinds of wild stuff happens, and I absolutely love it. There's also a companion novel that came out after this called Retribution Rails, but this one is Vengeance Road by Aaron Bowman. The other book I'm going to talk about today is The Silence of Bones by June Herr. She has a book out today, or this week I should say, called The Forest of Stolen Girls, which I have not read yet, but Tirza talked about on this week's show, and I look forward to reading. But I really, really like this one. This is one of the most intense, atmospheric YA historical mystery novels I've ever read. That's a lot of adjectives, but it's so good. It's set in Korea in the early 1800s, and it's about a young woman named Sewell. I think she's 16, and she is indentured to the police bureau, and she's told that she has to assist this young inspector with the investigation into a politically charged murder of a noblewoman. Like, that he wants her to help him figure this out. And so she's like, okay, that's what I'm going to do. And as they start to investigate, they kind of have a friendship that grows between them. They kind of grow pretty close. But then everything comes crashing down because guess who becomes the prime suspect in the case? The inspector. So now Sewell has to figure it out on her own because what if it's him? It's so good. I love YA mysteries. I feel like we need more of them. I used to read all those Christopher Pikes and Lois Duncans when I was a kid. I was thinking about killing Mr. Griffin this morning. The title of the book, not an actual thing that I was thinking about doing. And I was like, that book was really, really dark. I think I read it when I was like 9. And I was like, yeah, put your teacher down a hole. You know, it was just like, oh, these are just the things that you read when you're a teenager. Of course, I wasn't a teenager when I read it. But I love dark YA stories. And this is one of the best. And it's so atmospheric. But again, it is incredibly dark. June Herr is a remarkable storyteller. Her writing is so compelling. Her characters are compelling. I really felt for Sewell in her life. You know, she felt like she had to do this job, you know, and she did it to the best of her abilities. She did a great job. But it's a very hard book. It's got violence, murder, misogyny. There is animal abuse, mentions of suicide, a whole bunch of other things that I'm probably not remembering because it's been a few years since I read it. But so just, you know, take it easy when you go into it, knowing that a lot of these things are going to occur. But it's so good. It is The Silence of Bones by June Herr. And for my dealer's choice today, I thought I would tell you about a book that I just started reading this morning. I'm about a quarter of the way into it. And if you like Tom Perata, if you like Celeste Ng, it has that kind of, even like, it's a little bit like Big Little Lies feel. It's about these couples in Connecticut and their lives are not going as they would like them. One of them is a couple where the husband has been secretly going to doomsday prepper meetings behind his wife's back. He has a room full of guns in the basement that we find out about in the first chapter that she doesn't know is there. and he's pretty angry about everything. His parents have passed away, and he thought he was getting a big inheritance, and instead they left it to the Young Republicans, and he just is really unhappy. His wife has just discovered, well, not just discovered, but she discovered that she has a lump in her breast, but she's been putting it off and putting it off until she couldn't ignore it any longer, and she finally called her ex-boyfriend, who is now an oncologist, and so now she's visiting with him. There's another couple who take their child to a very experimental school and all the weirdness that goes on around that. There is another woman who has sons. She has several sons, but she wants to have a daughter, but she's been unable to get pregnant again, and the doctors have told her that she needs to stop trying, but she doesn't want to because she wants a daughter. And she's kind of sad because she wants a baby so badly. She started cleaning. She's become, like, super obsessive about cleaning everything. And where I just left off, she had just received a note from the school that there had been a lice outbreak at her child's school. So I can't wait to see how she handles that. So there are lots of trigger warnings, I'm sure, that will be coming for this book. But like I said, I've only made it a quarter of the way into it. But it is really good. It's coming out in October. It is called The Pessimists by Bethany Ball. So you should mark that down now. There's also another great book sort of like this, but more about apocalypse, electricity going out, sort of end of the world, called Lights Out in Lincolnwood. The author's name I'm now forgetting, of course, because I wasn't expecting to say it out loud. Let's see if I can find it right here for you. It's Jeffrey Rodkey. I really enjoyed that one, too. That one comes out in July. So those are the books that I'm going to talk about today. And now I'm going to go read more books and look for woodchucks. And that's it for us. So thank you to our sponsor. Thank you to our awesome audio editor, Jen Zink. You can find a list of the books I mentioned today in the show notes by visiting bookriot.com/allthebooks. If you're a fan of All the Books and you want to give us a treat, you can leave a rating or review on Apple Podcasts. It helps other book lovers to find us. Thank you, thank you, thank you to all of you out there who have already done this. There have been so many great new reviews. If you want to talk about books or see pictures of my books or my cats, you can catch me on Twitter at Miss Liberty or on Instagram at Friends and Comes Alive. I'll be back on Tuesday to tell you about the week's great new releases. And for more recs or general bookishness, check out bookriot.com. And don't forget to check out our full stable of podcasts at bookriot.com/listen or just search Book Riot on your podcast player of choice. Have a great weekend, kittens, and happy reading.